This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. Tucked inside a new building in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is a workspace that might have seemed like the stuff of science fiction just a few years ago. Inside the space, doctors and nurses sit in front of banks of video cameras and electronic monitors, ready at a moment's notice to provide real-time care to patients hundreds of miles away. That care is now available in Kansas, as Brian Thompson explains.
The new system is called eEmergency. It went live recently at Phillips County Hospital, a 25-bed critical access hospital in Phillipsburg, population 2,500. The hospital's 3-bed emergency room now has a bright red button marked Emergency. Push for help. Here's what happens when you push it.
Hi, this is Michelle from Phillipsburg ER.
Leah is an emergency room nurse at the Avera Hospital System in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She's in a video conferencing center, which is always staffed by a doctor certified in emergency medicine and at least one nurse. They provide help at the touch of a button with things like monitoring and paperwork, while the nurse back at the rural hospital provides hands-on care. The Avera doctors can order tests, procedures, and medications while waiting for an on-call doctor to arrive at the rural emergency room. The Avera staff has electronic access to all of the monitors and medication records. A high-definition camera can zoom in to any spot in the room. Phillipsburg nurse Michelle Peak says Avera's virtual presence will help the on-site staff provide better, more focused care.
There's times where, you know, you're mixing medications or anything and you are the only nurse, and it would be nice to have that second set of eyes, somebody to bounce ideas across, check dosages with. While I'm busy checking vitals or mixing meds, somebody can watch my monitor.
Peak says rural providers are often expected to treat their friends and family. She once had to care for her brother-in-law, who had been critically injured in an explosion. In those situations, she says, it can be difficult to think objectively and act decisively. Peak says having eE-Emergency available to double-check everything will help relieve some of that stress. Until Avera launched the system 5 years ago, telemedicine was mostly used for prearranged consultations with specialists. The idea of using it in real time to help with emergencies came to Dr. Donald Koziak when he was practicing medicine in the same small North Dakota town where his father and grandfather had practiced.
And I thought, well, here I'm trained at the Mayo Clinic. There's probably nothing I'm going to see in a small town that would ever scare me. And of course, the very first case is a 16-year-old cardiac arrest patient who had been at the school and had something happen, and they found him unresponsive in the bathroom.
In that moment, the newly minted doctor needed reassurance that he was doing everything right. So he asked about using the telemedicine equipment that was sitting in a corner.
How could we connect with somebody? And they said, well, we'd have to dust it off and plug it in and really remember how to use it. And then we have to call up to Bismarck, which would be the closest tertiary center, and they'd have to dust their equipment off and call somebody. And after about an hour, we might be able to make this work. And of course, that wasn't going to be possible when you have this very sick young man in front of you.
Ultimately, the young man didn't make it.
And I think we did all the right things looking back on it, but it's scary to be there by yourself and be the last and only line of defense for anything that comes through the front door.
That idea led to big things. Today, Koziak is the executive medical director for Avera's eCare Services. He says eEmergency is designed to provide a backstop and to take some of the workload off of rural healthcare providers who are often stretched thin. Hospitals pay a flat fee, generally in the range of $65,000 a year, for unlimited use of the system. That's a hefty price tag for small rural hospitals, but the system helps pay for itself by making it possible for the hospitals to hang on to patients who otherwise would have to be transferred to larger hospitals. That's good for the hospital's bottom lines. It's also more convenient for patients and their families. The formula appears to be working. eEmergency is growing rapidly. It's now being used by 90 hospitals in 8 states across the upper Midwest. Phillips County Hospital CEO Dave Engel says he signed up at the urging of some local providers.
This is really what the future of healthcare will be, is using technology to embrace the larger team of providers and specialists to care for individuals.
The Phillipsburg Hospital is the first in Kansas to partner with Avera, but more are expected to follow. The company says it's now finalizing negotiations with three more hospitals in the state. I'm Brian Thompson.